And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's often said the fool knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, and sadly that assessment seems applicable to a local think tank's recent proposal regarding the state university system. As reported by David Rice of the group Higher Ed Works, a study published by the conservative Martin Center for Higher Education and touted by a local right-wing pundit recommends ending degree programs in law, pharmacy, dentistry, social work, fine arts, language, psychology, and liberal arts at several UNC system campuses. The you-can't-make-this-up reason? The study says graduates in those programs aren't earning high enough salaries. Setting aside the issue of salaries, really, lawyers and dentists aren't making enough? The bigger issue, of course, is that there's vastly more good that results for society from having skilled college graduates than high pay. The bottom line, as David Rice notes, the benefits to our state from having a large, diverse, well-funded, and accessible university system are immense, almost beyond measure, and it's preposterous to calculate a, quote, return on investment in such a cramped and simplistic way. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.